Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
If I needed a defensive tackle, I'm willing to take Kenneth Brett pretty much as high as I need him.
Backs up on first down, his pressure, and slung down at the five. The pass rush gets home. That's big Kenneth Brett.
It's Mike Shope.
I think the Bills can beef up this defense literally up front with a defensive lineman and Kenneth Grant or Tyreek Williams. Get somebody that can help get you off the field as a pass rusher, and then get a covered safety that can take away the football on the back end, and this defense would be ready to go to war with those three guys.
Klubnik lets it go deep, and it is intercepted by the All-American Malachi Starks.
And the Bulldog.
They don't have a number one wide receiver. I wonder if they'll be aggressive in the draft.
Cook pumps, throws, Burton in space. That's where you want him to get the football, and he takes it to the house.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
No biggie, just talking fantasy. Sneaky Joe entered the chat here for our pre-draft special.
So many fond memories of the all years right. We all spent together with the two of you talking about this nonsense.
You know, the draft is super important for fantasy, too. I mean, we're trying to figure out landing spots here, mm-hmm. Joe, and who the 102 might deserve to be in a rookie draft, which will all start, the week after. I know I'll have 15 rookie drafts starting like May 3rd.
Yeah, this is a good running back year too. So
yes,
well, better than last year at the very least.
Leaving the show.
Yeah, you're not interested in where? Who's the 102?
I'm still here. Just go ahead.
Who's the 102? Come on.
For me, it's Hampton, because I'm assuming Hampton goes to Denver or someplace where he is like almost an every down player.
Sure, Dallas maybe.
Maybe even Dallas.
Yeah,
he's the 102 for me.
Mm-hmm.
There's some Hunter.
Well, the Hunter thing is also unique right now, because if you had a draft today, drafting him at 102 isn't just how good is he and where does Hampton go. It's, do you want to take a guy that might never play offense? Which, and then you can never play him in fantasy.
But he will play offense.
Yeah, he will.
Don't you think?
He'll play offense, but what happens if after 6 weeks his coach decides it's too much for him?
He said he won't play football.
But, come on.
If he can't do both.
Right.
But he's going to follow through on that. That's a thing you say now, and if week 8 go, he might also decide it's too much for him at some point in time. He could do that at any point. After 1 year, like the idea that he'll do it his whole career, I hope he's able to do it. It's super interesting, but if 2-3 years go by even, like, is it going to be 10 years of him playing both, or is it going to be one, is it going to be two, is it going to be 6 weeks? It would be a lot of uncertainty for me to...
I would never, ever bet on it being a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
I think if he's as good a receiver as it seems most everyone thinks he's going to be,
yep,
then you're going to get pretty... It's going to be like using your best receiver as a kick returner, only way worse. Like, there's going to be a point in time where you're going to go... All right, I just need to limit his exposure to, you know, stepping wrong on some crappy turf.
Right.
Like, all that kind of stuff. Like, the number of snaps, it's one thing to do that in college. I just think in the NFL, the value that, you know, you're paying a guy to be your number one receiver, you're not going to want him, I'm going to say, fooling around on defense.
Yeah, that would be a good point. I just wonder, I hope he's able to do it so bad. It's just one injury or one coach. Like, give a coach an excuse to pull him off one side of the ball. I think you're right, though, that if he does get pulled off one side of the ball, like, again, depend on the coach, that he'll get pulled off of defense, not offense.
Right.
The Browns, who are, despite sometimes their best efforts, never good or fun, they pick Hunter at 2 almost definitely. The markets 2 weeks ago were on Abdul Carter at number 2.
Yeah.
Now it's like clearly Travis Hunter. They're going to do that, and then they're going to trade in for Sanders.
Yeah, and pair them together.
And pair them together, and they'll have Journey at the draft party on the field, and they'll have Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders, and maybe some of the Watson stink dissipates. Maybe it won't work, but nothing has ever worked really that well for them. This is a fun and, I think, credible strategy for the Browns.
Yeah.
And I think they can get to Sanders, Joe.
They could.
We don't know that yet.
You're worried about Pittsburgh, aren't you? If you're Cleveland and that plan, that's getting above 21 if the Steelers like him. I mean, they also like Jalen Milroe, reportedly, right? So, and they don't have a second-round pick. So that would be the risk of it is – is he falling not even to where you are, to where you could get a trade up? Because if you got to go to, if you know, if you're the Browns and you think Pittsburgh likes him, and I got to go to 19, what is that going to cost me to go from one of the first picks of round 2 to 19?
Oh, yeah.
Am I spending an extra? I'm not drafting a future first or spending a future first, I think, to go up that high.
According to the draft tech chart,
yeah,
it's your second and your third.
Okay,
but doesn't that sound light?
It sounds light
to me. Go from 33 to 20?
Yeah.
That sounds light, but
I think it's probably more than that.
That's about what the numbers look like, maybe a little more. They do have a ton of draft capital, the Browns.
Yeah.
You know, raise a banner, I guess, but they always do. All right, Joe, so the Bills thing, you and I haven't spoken. We haven't had you to talk to this, you know, about, but it does seem pretty straightforward. Last hour got to a point where it's like the draft is just going to come to the Bills. Their corner, defensive tackle, that kind of stuff. Do you see them? What would the odds be for you that they do something unexpected the first two rounds?
Very, very slim. A part of it is unexpected for them isn't that many things compared to past seasons. Like, unexpected would be what? That would be if they draft a wide receiver at 30, probably, right? That would be unexpected. Mm-hmm. Really, actually, anything on offense would be unexpected in the first round. If they drafted a linebacker, that would be unexpected.
Running back at 30.
Running back, yep. Everything else is like, okay, yeah, sure. Defensive tackle, sure. Defensive end, sure. Safety, even, I think, wouldn't be like the most flooring thing ever if they were to do that. So, to me, it's not really that likely. It's pretty low. Other than, a trade-up for them isn't that unexpected either.
Right.
It would be if they moved up a large amount of picks to get something. And I don't know who that guy is. Last year, I fell in love with the idea of doing that for a receiver. But I don't have a guy for that this year, for any position on defense, unless Will Johnson from Michigan starts tumbling down the board and they move up 10 spots. Maybe that could be a corner. I think it's going to be about what we expect. I there's nothing out of left field that I could even really see them doing that would make sense. Other than if I qualify receiver for that, I don't want to rule out like if Luther Burden or they have a guy that they love. There, I don't know how many there are because of the class.
Right, it would need to be a guy that is like the prototypical. He was just jumping off the board at us. Like
yeah.
We had such a high grade on him that we couldn't ignore it.
But I think that would have to be a receiver because everything else to me seems like they would do that in round one. And I don't think running backs within the realm of possibility. So,
which of these ideas would give them the best chance of winning a championship?
Probably landing the stud receiver.
I think yes.
Landing the stud receiver.
Every time we talk about defensive tackle, I'm like, so what? What does it mean?
Right.
So I know how flippant that is to say. I'm not blind to that, but I think I still want a playmaker because they don't have any. They just don't. They don't have playmakers on that offense. They had a great season with that, but I don't know. That's where I get to also. And I love Burden. I think he's the one.
I would want to give them credit for. I think they have playmakers that when they have the ball in their hands, maybe not on the elite level, but like Shakir creates yards after
the
catch.
He's good. Yes.
And like I don't want to bank on that for Samuel, but in theory, Samuel gives you that too. But the for me, they're missing a specific type of playmaker, which is just downfield passing. That's it. Like I can't really point to anything else on offense that they are severely lacking at, but. Allen's surprising to me, these stats about him and the deep ball. He was 26 in efficiency, but he was still third in deep ball attempts. Like he still does want to sling the ball down the field. Some of that's volume. Part of that is think of the plays that worked down the field last year. It's the AFC Championship game where Mac Hollins is got a guy draped all over him, and it takes a perfect throw for that to be a touchdown. It's Cooper in the Jet game where, same thing, he's not getting open. He has to make a spectacular catch because there's a corner right there. There's no speed guy that is making anybody worried on defense. I would want... I think the other stat was that they saw one of the lowest rates of too high safety shell last year, which has not been the case with Josh Allen and this Bills offense. I think you want to get defenses back into that.
Yeah. Boy, our lives have changed a lot. But like after the 2020 AFC title game, speed was my – like I need speed.
Yeah.
Everywhere, on both sides of the ball. And I don't think they've gotten anywhere near it yet.
Yeah. That would be unexpected to me. Part of how they talk, and it follows up with how they act, which is, what does Brandon Bean say every single time he gets asked about adding speed to the offense?
Well, we're going to have a track guy. We need a complete football player.
Which, I'm not even saying that's not defendable.
Sure.
But if you conduct yourself that way, you're never going to get the speed guy, because there are going to be teams every year that say, we can make him into a good football player. I'm falling in love with the track speed. So that's not to say that's better process. It just means you'll never get that guy.
It's pretty condescending. Like, he does use that track line. He just, like, we're above that, is basically what he's saying. We're above those players. And that's worthy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it might be fair to say, like, he felt the Bills were above that. And here's Kansas City coming for him. And then, of course, I want to say, making it work. So, I guess I would say, I think the bottom line is still... their offense was very successful.
Sure.
They played a power style. They, I would guess, feel the same way as they did last year about this. And thus, they're not going to do this thing. There might be a wide receiver on Saturday, but despite the Bills hitting twice on day three receivers in Gabe Davis and then Shakir, the odds are not great there. And those are not players that usually displace your starters or even like your sort of B group, so to speak.
Yeah.
So defense can sort of land in their laps and they'll fill holes and they'll get a lot of credit.
Yep.
And, maybe that's okay.
Yep. The only other question I would have for them on offense is, what do they think about the turnovers? Because they were amazing, historically great at limiting negative plays and especially turnovers last year. Do they think that that's going to regress? Because it is going to be insanely difficult for them to repeat not.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Having a fumble for the final 10 games of the season.
And to take it away like they did, too. Like
and
both,
to take it away.
Both ends of that are due for some, you know, toward the mean.
So if you get regression towards the mean on that, where are you going to make it up? And I want Joe Brady, and whenever he talks to Brandon Bean, to be saying that or to have that on his mind. Like, we're probably going to turn the ball over 5 to 10 more times than we did last year. So where, if we want to be as good as we were on offense, then that means we have to make that up somewhere else. And defense, I think that should definitely be true, because if they weren't taking the ball away last year, they were a bottom 10 defense in the NFL. And I'd have a bet on that.
Oh, look who's in the room.
Yeah.
Get that lateral thing off the board over there, will you? Like,
yeah.
That's over.
Well, I can't erase it.
That's what I said.
I tried.
Because I called that out. Yeah, Mike said it probably won't.
What I need to do is commit the time, and how much time? It's 3 minutes, to tracing
with
the letters
marker.
With the marker, and then go in and erase it.
I'll tell you, if never find that time. What's more depressing than spending time doing that?
What you should tell them is, don't worry, Bulldog will do it for you. Because I will.
Have you used the spray?
If we can now get that, if I'm cleared to get that off of there, I will do it.
The spray?
Have you tried the spray?
Is the spray even over there anymore?
Who knows where the spray is?
I have not seen the spray.
The spray might be behind Gene's territory.
It really might be. Yeah.
I've used the spray.
There's got to be. If it's not behind him, it can't be in the room anymore. It could be behind the wide
there
receiver
it
board. It is back there?
It's actually in his pocket, which is weird because he's a cardboard cutout.
So the challenge with the spray, there's a dry erase board, and it's years long. These things have been up there. The challenge is having it not drip into the bets underneath it, and then also like disrupting. So you got to be quick. It's a two-hand job.
It's pretty compact.
Yeah, spray it on the paper towel is what you need to do.
Oh, I never thought of
that's
that.
What you need
that's a much better move, I think.
I would just use the eraser.
Yeah.
What about running back in this draft for you?
I'm intrigued by it. I have. Speaking of bets, I don't know if it's up there because, again, I don't know if we have room. We do have it. It is up there. The Bills will draft earlier, running back or linebacker. I have that bet with Jeremy, and I have running back. And part of that to me is just they have a lot of picks, and James Cook's future past this year is a question. And if they want to get ahead of it at all, this is a great running back class. I don't think it's so easy, though, as doing it on especially like day two of the draft. I think if they're going to draft a running back, I'm not thinking about that until at least four, probably more likely five or six, if they even want a taste of it. Because how do you make it work numbers-wise? I can make a good argument that get ahead of it and draft a running back now, because this might be the final year of James Cook.
Where am I putting him?
Right. Now he's on the team. Now what? They're not getting four game day jerseys, so you could just be okay with him having a redshirt season, but I don't know how likely that is to be
appealing
to them.
I think the only scenario, my opinion is that the only scenario that would see them take a running back as early as any time on day two is that they think Cook's not coming, like that they're really worried about Cook, or that they have something in place to do that before the draft or at the draft. I just think it would be an alarm that, like, we're worried about this. Yeah. Otherwise, I don't think that there's, even in a deep class, I just don't know that you got a place to put a guy.
Yeah, they had Jaden Blue from Texas in on a visit recently, but I haven't seen them connected to any other running back for any other thing.
I can't wait to find out, because I feel differently. I think now there's the politics with Cook and even Ty Johnson or Ray Davis. Like, you have that to factor into the equation. But I am convinced that there are 20 to 25 running backs here, and even the last of them would fit in fine in an NFL offense. Like, they're going to belong on the field. So if somebody comes in and competes with Ty Johnson, I mean, he made plays for them, and I'm not ignoring that, but I think that the Bills could see that as a win. And last year maybe makes you forget how many injuries there are at this position. Like, you don't have to think of it as a red shirt. You can think of it as insurance. I'm going to draft Bashal Tootin in the fourth round here, or Giddens, or one of these guys, Damian Martinez. And, you know, people are going to come on our show and be like, I love that. He was a top five back for me, athletic freak, on and on and on. And I don't know, like, the Bills don't exactly have the same point about how much room they have for backups on the roster applies to other positions too. So they're not going to, if they keep all these picks round four, round five, they're going to draft somebody with them. And I think running back, irrespective of Cook, because, you know, he's not big and he's been productive, but he might, you know, be tough contractually. I still think they could or should do it. Again, regardless of what they think his future is.
I mean, 10 picks, what would their odds be of getting one? No matter where.
Better than
50-50. Like, because I was going to say about that. Right? No, I was going to say about that. Like, I can see them picking a day three guy. I just, you asked earlier about, like, them doing something unexpected. Them drafting a running back, any of their first three picks to me would blow me away.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised to see somebody in the sixth or seventh round. And maybe that is Jaden Blue, because he was not even the primary guy at tackle. He was like a, you know.
Right. Well, because he fumbled the ball like every 20 times he touched the football.
So a flyer on somebody, but like someone to play, no way. Like we said, like a third or a fourth round pick. We don't have a third, but someone early enough, like duplicating what they did with Ray Davis. They're not doing that again. Because they just did that last year, and all the chairs are full, unless there's a problem with Cook.
Or they want to get ahead of it, and they decide to do the A.J. Brown trade at running back, which is, we're just going to trade him on draft day and immediately spend the pick on his replacement.
Okay.
That did not go well for the Titans. In fact, it's like the worst trade that's been made in 5 years. But what did they do on that night? They said, we don't want to pay him, so let's trade him on draft night, and then we'll immediately spend the pick we got and use it on a wide receiver. They could say that, like, hey, Dallas is calling and they want to give us a third round pick right now. I think even I've heard you guys use that exact round.
I sprint to say yes to
and
that.
And you say yes, and then you just spend that exact pick on a running back.
Yeah. I would do that.
It's always why I can't see a team making that offer, you know, with the same sort of enthusiasm for accepting it.
I think you need a dumb team.
They're out probably. There.
You picked the right one.
Yeah.
I think.
I think so too. Yeah.
Chris Collinsworth has weighed in on who his favorite player in the draft at receiver is. Okay, his favorite receiver in the draft is Burden.
Luther Burden?
Yes. McMillan is interesting. We've got a couple minutes.
Whoa!
What? Something else?
There's news, yes. Adam Schefter, 19 seconds ago, Trey White is back. The Bills and Trey White reached agreement today on a one-year deal worth up to $6.8 million per his agents. I won't read their names, like Schefter feels so gratuitously to put them in there. Anyway, Tre'Davious White's back on the Bills.
Up to $6.8 million?
Up to, right.
Yeah.
What does it go down to?
That's a better question, because him making $6.8 million seems insane after last season. But
that's
got to
be playing time and snaps and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
He's got to meet the physical, you know, the threshold here. Yeah. Well, I mean, he was a very popular player, needless to say.
Yeah.
So it's cool.
Cool story. Glad he's back. It doesn't change anything at all about the draft for me at corner, obviously, if that needs to be said.
Yeah, that's how I'd probably look at it, too. Started to say quickly, Tet McMillan, who is the betting favorite, not including Hunter, to be the first receiver drafted. There is a community of analysts that really don't love this player. And there's a couple of things he said along the way about working out and stuff that maybe make it a little bit not ominous. A lot of people really like him too, like an elite possession receiver. But I was listening to Establish the Run today, that Evan Silva's on that. Evan mocked Luther Burden to the Bills. And one of the other hosts, Anthony Amico, brought up maybe McMillan falls to 30. Somebody who's spending a lot of time analyzing the markets and just what people expect to have happen in the draft. So I guess that's not impossible that it could even be McMillan.
They'd have a decision to make. I don't believe he is what I'm talking about a downfield speed receiver at all.
Big.
Yeah.
Possession.
He feels like, he's
Don't want to go with lumbering? No, that's overstating it. That's overstating it.
He was kind of slow when he ran, but.
Yeah. He would be a better version, I would hope, of what this is already, but I feel like you're drafting another version of Keon Coleman.
A much better Coleman.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, if you're in on receiver, maybe that's not completely out of the realm. All right, Joe. Any questions for us?
We're not going to do Sabres pregame. That's what I thought I was coming in for you. 6 o'clock on a game night.
Brian and Paul are ready to take over for us.
As it happens, the season finale, pregame got cut in half. That says something about the season.
I thought we were going to have fan appreciation night flyer memories.
I do have a hat I could give away.
I have one. Mm. It's probably the most emotional I've ever been in the building was
that
this
game,
night in 2011.
Regular season or in general?
Ever.
Ever?
Maybe.
Wow.
It felt so good. The team was purchased. It was time for Stanley Cups. Money was no object. A push to the playoffs out of nowhere. All the alumni on the ice. Gerby behind the back. The Vanek winner.
Spinorama, to be exact.
Yeah, yes. Right. Yeah. I mean, incredible night. Mm-hmm. And to think that nothing has happened since to come remotely close.
Nothing.
Leave it at that. Pregame is next for Sabres Flyers. Thank you, Joe. Thanks to Jeremy, Sal, and Nate as well for joining us today on our annual NFL pre-draft special sponsored by your local Upstate Honda dealers. Thanks to them for being a part of our team today. Stay tuned. Brian Koziol takes over. Paul Hamilton as well from KeyBank Center. Sabres and Flyers ahead here on WGR.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.